Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Marion's basketball to start this third quarter. They'll be moving right to left in the second half. It is Mountain Home leading by a score of 16-12. Both teams bringing their starting lineups, original starting lineups, out on the floor. The ball will be inbounded from the far sideline. It looks like Joel Montgomery will trigger the inbound pass for the Lady Patriots as officials make their way out on the floor. Montgomery unbounds it to Delaney. We're underway for the second half. Delaney into the front court, throws over on the left side to Robinson. Mounts home in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Robbins. Back over to Robinson. Over to Montgomery near the free throw line. He drills up to the top. Now goes back toward the elbow. Tries to throw it to Henderson. Pass was stolen away by Anna Grace Foreman. She will give it to Emma Martin, and back comes Mountain Home. That was Marion's eighth turnover of the night. Martin's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Jessica Robbins picks up her second personal foul. That is the first team foul against Marion here in the second half. Emma Martin at the free throw line. She has 2 points so far this evening. First free throw is up. Rolls around, will not go. One more free throw coming up for Emma Martin. Try to increase. Well, I do believe a lane violation was just called against Aston Yates before the free throw was shot. I believe that second free throw is going to go as a miss. Yep, that's exactly what it was. They're calling a lane violation against Aston Yates. So it will be Marion's basketball before the second free throw could even get shot. Here is Delaney back the other way for the Lady Patriots. Throws it up top to Montgomery. Over to Henderson on the right side. Down to Delaney in the corner. Delaney's going to dribble down to the low block. Her layup is blocked by Foreman. She comes up with the basketball, and she'll get out to Emma Martin. Martin throws it across the timeline to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble down to the low block, going in for the layup, off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 10 points, 18-12. Mountain Home leading Marion. 7:03 left in the third quarter. Here is Delaney throwing it over on the left side to Robinson. Down to Montgomery in the corner. Montgomery will throw it out to Robinson. Up top to Robbins. Back over to Robinson on the left wing. Back up top to Robbins once again. Now over to Delaney on the right side. And once again, Mounts home in a man-to-man. Now back up. Ball goes up top to Montgomery. And she was trying to throw it to Delaney. Delaney wasn't even watching it. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and Mountain Home will get it back on the unforced turnover. Deanna Woodson comes into the game, but Marion's going to take a timeout before the ball is inbounded. We'll break with 6:35 left to play in this third quarter on this full timeout. It is Mountain Home leading Marion 18-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover why Audible gives you the edge. Stay informed, inspired, and entertained with the world's largest selection of audio titles. Hear leading experts on relationships, careers, finance, and fitness anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. Whether you want to tackle a new skill, focus on your healthiest self, or discover all the new releases, there's no better place to listen than Audible. Start your free 30-day Audible trial today, and your first audiobook is on us. Visit audible.com.
Don't go out to eat. Go out to Eat-a at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch. It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth.
Ah.
Go out to Eta at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
Well, Marion taking their first time out of the night with 6:35 left to play in the third quarter as Mountain Home leads 18-12. Mountain Home inbounds the ball. Ball goes to Emma Martin. Now Marion's going with a zone press. Ball goes over to Gilbert. Gilbert finally gets into the front court to Foreman. Now to Yates all by herself, and that's the risk you take when you use the press and you trap. You take the risk of leaving someone open, and Ashton Yates was right open right there under the basket for the easy layup, and now ball goes down to Robinson. She's going to be fouled from behind, a push off against Ashton Yates. That is her first personal foul. First team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. 6:12 left to play in the third quarter. 20-12, Lady Bombers leading. Inbound pass is knocked away by Yates. Good defense by her there, but it will be Marion's basketball on the far sideline with 6:10 left in the third quarter. Joy Montgomery will trigger the inbound pass in front of the Mountain Home crowd. She throws it to Robinson. Over to Robinson, the left elbow. She's going to dribble down into the lane for the layup. No good. Ball's knocked around. Fine control by Joy Montgomery. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Joy Montgomery gets her first 2 points of the night. 20-14, Mountain Home leading Marion. 5:55. Let's play in the third quarter. Ball goes to Leah Jackson tried to throw it to Yates into the front court. Pass was a little over her head. It goes out of bounds. That will be Mountain Home's sixth turnover of the night. This time the press worked for Marion as they forced Lady Bomberson to a turnover. Here's Woodson back the other way. She throws over to Robinson. Now Henderson has on the left wing. Now to Robbins. Robinson will dribble to the top. Over to Henderson on the left side. Back to Robbins. Robbins will throw it to Montgomery on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And offensive rebound for Woodson. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Deanna Woodson with her first 2 points. It's a four-point lead now. Mountain Home leading Marion's 20-16 with 5:15 left to play in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Leah Jackson. She's being double-teamed. Throws it to Foreman. Now gives it to Gilbert, who gets it into the front court. She tries to throw it to Yates. Pass was knocked away and stolen by Marion. That is Mountain Home's seventh turnover of the night. Back come the Lady Patriots. Ball goes up top to Montgomery. Less than 5 minutes left in the third quarter. It's a four-point Mountain Home lead. Montgomery's dribbling to the low block, going up for the layup. No good. Ball's knocked around. Fine control by Foreman. She will throw it out to Martin, and back comes Mountain Home. Lady Bombers with the ball, leading 20-16. Martin dribbling on the right wing. Martin still there on the wing. Now ball goes to Foreman in the corner. Now near the top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the left wing. She's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. Will not go. Montgomery gets the rebound, and back comes Marion. Montgomery throws it into the front court to Woodson. Woodson's going to drill down to the low block. Goes up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Gilbert. And Henderson gets it, puts it back up. Can't get it to go, but this time she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her second personal foul. That is the second team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Jala Henderson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot will not go. 4:16 left to play in the third quarter as Henderson will have one more chance to make it a one-possession game. Henderson's second shot is up. She misses both, and Aston Yates gets a rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Yates throws out to Martin, who's quickly into the front court. Martin gives to Gilbert in the right corner. Down to Foreman on the low block. She puts up the shot off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 8 points. 22-16. Back quickly comes Marion. Here's Robinson back the other way, going in for the layup to answer, and she gets it. Santia Robinson with 4 points. And now Marion quickly takes a timeout after the layup. So we'll break. It's a short timeout. We'll break with 3:56. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Marion 22-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
Now, Mountain Home or Marion taking the timeout right after they answered Mountain Home's layup with a layup of their own. Santia Robinson got the basket. She now has 4 points, and it is a four-point lead for Mountain Home. Inbound pass goes to Anna Grace Foreman with less than 4 minutes left of the third quarter. Ball goes to Gilbert, now to the front court to Martin. Martin has it between the circles. Now gives it to Gilbert. Foreman at the elbow. Over on the left side to Jackson. Jackson gives it to Gilbert at the right elbow. She's going to dribble down into lane, go up for the jumper, rolls around and goes in. Kate Gilbert with 12 points, 24-18. Mountain Home up, back up by six. Here's Robbins back the other way. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and an offensive foul away from the ball called on Marion. Santia Robinson picks up her first personal foul. That is the second team foul against the Lady Patriots and their 10th turnover of the night. 3:26 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by six. Kate Gilbert will inbound it to Leah Jackson. Back over to Gilbert. Over to Martin. And Martin looking to get it across the timeline. She picks up her drill, now gets it into the front court to Gilbert. Her pass to Formo is knocked away and stolen by Robinson. Robinson quickly back the other way, dribbling towards the low block. Now she's going to be fouled from behind. Leah Jackson picks up her third personal foul. That is the third team foul against the Mountain Home here in the second half. Barley at steal was Mountain Home's eighth turnover of the night. 3:13 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 24-18. Montgomery will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Robbins on the left wing. Robbins will give it to Robinson in the corner. Down on the in the paint to Montgomery. Finding Kiara Neal on the low block. Her layup will not go, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 3:04 left to play in the third quarter. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers. So Kiara Neal at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 3:04 left to play in the third quarter. Neal's first free throw is up. Rolls around, will not go. Amaya Sloan checking in for the Lady Patriots as Santia Robinson will take a seat. So one more free throw coming up for Neal. She has yet to score in this game. Neal's second shot is up. No good. She misses both. Rebound controlled by Montgomery, but she has the ball knocked away from her. Stolen by Anna Grace Foreman. That is Marion's 11th turnover of the night, and now Foreman will be fouled in the backcourt. Joy Montgomery picks up her second personal foul. That's the third team foul against Marion here in the second half. 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Marion 24-18. Kate Gilbert will inbound it. Gets into Payne. Payne being double teamed, trying to figure out how to get out of it. Now she's going to be fouled. A push off against Marion. Amaya Sloan picks up her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Lady Patriots. 2:56 left to play in the third quarter. Aston Yates going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Emily Payne. So Kate Gilbert inbound once again. It's another press for Marion. Kate Gilbert looking to inbound it. And ball is not inbound pass knocked away by Montgomery. Goes out of bounds. And Mountain Home will inbound it once again. This time Aston Yates will trigger the inbound pass. Yates will get into Foreman. Pass toward Jackson near the half-court stripe was knocked away by Neal. It will go out of bounds on the far sideline. Mountain Home will inbound it with 2:51 left. Inbound pass goes to Jackson. Now to Gilbert, who will get it into the front court. Gilbert picks up her drill, throws it to Jackson. Jackson dribbles, now picks up her dribble. Now trying to figure out where to go with it, gives it to Foreman. Foreman will dribble up to the top, now gives it over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to dribble down towards the paint, now kicks out to Yates in the right corner. Yates will dribble out to the wing. Now back to Gilbert in the right corner, finding Foreman in the lane by herself for the easy layup, good. Anna Grace Foreman with 10 points. Mountain Home's lead up to three possessions now, 26-18 our score, 2:15 left in the third quarter. Back the other way, Robbins is going to pull up for the three at the top, will not go. Ball inbound, rebound comes to Foreman, she'll throw it out to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble down into lane, has the ball knocked away for a moment, and now is it going to be a jump ball or a foul? It's going to be a jump ball. It will be Mountain Home's basketball in the possession arrow with 2:03 left to play in the third quarter. Hallman's going to check back in for Marion, replacing Neal. And looks like Marion bringing a couple more subs in. Little is coming in, and so is Santia Robinson. Kate Gilmore inbound the ball on the baseline underneath the basket. Gets into Jackson on the right side. She immediately puts up the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. And it's a double-digit lead for Mountain Home. 29-18 our score. Less than 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball goes over on the left side to Lil. Lil's going to drill down to the low block. Pull up for the jumper. Misses everything. Offensive rebound for Montgomery. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Joy Montgomery with 4 points on the night. 29-20 lead back to single digits. Here is Gilbert in, taking the inbound pass. Now gives it to Yates. Yates will find Martin. Now it's into the front court to Jackson. She's going to pull up for another three in the left corner. This one will not go. Offensive rebound for Yates. She's going to drill out to the right wing. Gives up top to Martin. 124 left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Jackson on the left wing. Finds Foreman at the elbow. Foreman's going to drill down into the lane. Going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 12 points on the night. 31-20 Mount Holmes lead back to double digits. 109 left in the third quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Sloan. Now up top to Little. Down on the left elbow to Montgomery. She puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound is knocked around. Finally controlled by Emma Martin. And back on the Lady Bombers. 51 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes to Gilbert. She gets it into the front court. Now dribbles down into the lane. Finds Yates there under the basket. Gives it to Jackson in the left corner. She's going to pull up for another three. This one will not go. Long rebound chased down by Anna Grace Foreman. And Mount Zion will keep possession with 35 seconds left of the third quarter. They may hold for the last shot of the period. Kate Gilbert dribbling just inside the half court line. 25 seconds left. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to Martin. Martin will dribble up toward the top. Now it goes over to the right side. Back to the top. Now dribbles to the left. She's going to dribble down into lane. Going up for the layup. She's going to draw contact on the way up and head to the line for a pair of free throws with 11 and a half seconds left. Maya Sloan picks up her second personal foul. That is the 15th foul against Marion here in the second half. So Emma Martin at the free throw line, where so far she is 0 of 2 with 2 points. First free throw for Martin is up and in. Emily Payne's going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. So one more free throw for Emma Martin to try to build on the Lady Bombers' lead. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 33-20, Mount Home leading it. 11 and a half seconds left. Ball goes to Robinson. 9 seconds. Robinson's going to dribble down into the lane. Has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Marion's basketball with 4.5 seconds left. Robinson will inbound it on the baseline. Throws it up top to Sloan. Sloan's going to drill down into the lane. Going up for the running jumper. Will not go. And rebound controlled by Mountain Home. And that's the way this third quarter is going to end. 24 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Marion 33-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.